Page 52, Oregon Voter Registration Card. You may use this form to register to vote, update your information. If you are 17, you will not receive a ballot until an election occurs on or after your 18th birthday. Number 1, print with a black or blue pen to complete the form. Number 2, sign the form. Number 3, mail or drop off the form at your county elections office. Your county elections office will mail you a voter notification card to confirm your registration. The deadline to register to vote is the 21st day before an election. Only registered voters are eligible to sign petitions. www.oregonvotes.gov or telephone 1-866-673-VOTE. That's 1-866-673-8683. TTY number 1-800-735-2900. This number is for only the hearing impaired. You must provide your valid Oregon driver's license, permit, or ID number. A suspended driver's license is valid. A revoked driver's license is not valid. Or, if you do not have valid Oregon ID, provide the last four digits of your Social Security number. Or, if you do not have a Social Security number or valid Oregon identification, provide a copy of one of the following that shows your name and current address. Here are examples of acceptable identification: valid photo identification, a paycheck stub, a utility bill, a bank statement, a government document, proof of eligibility under the Uniformed and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act, or UOCAVA, or the Voting Accessibility for the Elderly and Handicapped Act, VAEH. Information disclosure. Information submitted on an Oregon voter registration card is public record. However, information submitted in the Oregon driver's license section is, by law, held confidential. Assistance. If you need assistance registering to vote or voting, please contact your county elections official. Page 53. Here's the form to fill out. First, are you a citizen of the United States of America? Check yes or no. Are you at least 17 years of age? Check yes or no. If you mark no in response to either of these questions, do not complete this form. And here we start the personal information, which is required. Last name first, first name and middle name. Oregon residence address, include apartment or space number, city and zip code, date of birth, month, day and year, and county of residence, telephone number, email address, mailing address, required if different than resident address, including city and state and zip code. Next, room for the Oregon driver's license number or ID number. Provide a valid Oregon driver's license permit or ID number. There's a 7-digit number. Or check off either of these. I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license or permit or ID. The last 4 digits of my Social Security number are, and room to fill that in. Or check this off if it applies. I do not have a valid Oregon driver's license, permit, or ID, or a Social Security number. I have attached a copy of acceptable identification. Next, you can check off your political party, whether you're not a member of a political party, or a member of the following parties: Americans Elect, Constitution, Democratic, Independent, Libertarian, Pacific Green, Progressive, Republican, Working Families, or Other. And room for you to sign at the bottom. I swear or affirm that I am qualified to be an elector and I have told the truth on this registration. Room for your legal signature and the date. Note, if you sign this card and know it to be false, you can be fined up to $125,000 and or jailed for up to 5 years. Beneath that, registration updates. Complete this section if you are updating your information. Previous registration name, previous county and state, home address on previous registration, date of birth, month, day, year.